What is this place?
The little man smiled at me, his cheeks lifting his glasses.
This is the fourth level of the veil, dear Lynchpin. A place where any answer can be found to any question ever imagined.
He swept his hand out as if to encompass the books behind him. Sure, there were a lot, but all the answers to anything ever asked? I rather doubted that, but I kept the thought to myself. I was getting smarter. I couldn't stop staring at the small man right in front of me, like he was some sort of apparition. He was just so odd. And after the fifth level of the veil, I felt like I'd woken up from a nightmare into just a strange dream. He waved a hand at me.
Would you mind shifting into your human form? While I know you can talk as a wolf, it's been some time since I've had an actual visitor, and I'd love to have a proper face to go with this conversation.
I shifted, but I was wearing no less mud and garbage from the swamp as before. Even better, I dripped with it on what I realized was a marble floor polished to a high sheen. The little man's lips tightened as he stared at the mess I was making, and that was without me moving an inch.
Lynchpin, do you have a common name you go by?
Alex.
I wasn't sure what I was doing just standing there because I was in a hurry. I had to go, now. I had to find my way out of here. And it was obvious this custodian was not going to try to stop me. I took a step, and the little man held up four arms, all waving. Four? How had I missed that?
No. You can't go through the library like that. You must be clean first, before you handle any of the writings here.
I looked down at him.
Kind of on a time limit, and hadn't planned on handling anything but the way out.
Yes, well, you should have thought of that before you played in the mud.
He shook his head and one of his four hands knocked a clump of mud off my shirt.
Alex, please follow me. You can clean up in our wash hall.
I took a step, a move as if I would go past him, just the slightest of shifts in my stance, and the little man was suddenly no longer little. To say he shifted would be to suggest he changed shape, when in reality all he did was grow upwards and outwards at a speed that my eyes couldn't follow. He loomed over me, the same four arms, the same spectacles, but his voice deepened to a bellow that would make any beast proud.
I said, follow me.